Series 5 of In Suspense, a podcast and vodcast for fans and writers of crime fiction. I'm Leslie Cara and my co-host is Lauren North.
Hello and welcome to our mini-sodes episodes with writer and psychologist Philippa East. Hello, Philippa.
Hello, hello.
Philippa is the author of psychological suspense novels Little White Lies, which was shortlisted for the CWA New Blood Dagger Award, and her latest release, Safe and Sound. Alongside her writing, Philippa works as a clinical psychologist. So each of these episodes is going to be about 10 minutes long and focuses on the issues that most of us face at some point during our writing life. So let's get cracking.
Yes, yeah, welcome Philippa. Yeah, our first mini-sode is about staying calm during submissions. And that's not just, you know, submissions to agents or maybe submissions that our agents are making on our behalf to publishers. Whatever stage of the process you're at, being on submission either way is a tough thing. And I think we've all had that heart-lurching feeling when we've been desperately waiting for an email, either from an agent or from a publisher or something, you know, and getting that sort of news that we don't want to hear. It's always very destabilizing. Or just waiting for emails and constantly checking our inbox. So it's, you know, it's a really tough time, and it's really hard to stay calm during submissions, I think.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier, does it? That's the thing. Like, I thought once I'd got the agent, that would be it. It would be so much better from that point on. And if anything, I think it's just got harder because now I know even more what to expect, and the waiting is just so tough, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. So, Philippa, thank you so much for coming on. You know, we're really delighted to have you here with us. Can you sort of give our, you know, our listeners some advice? You know, why is it that we find dealing with submissions so very hard?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I feel your pain. We all feel the pain. And you're right, Laurie. It doesn't get easier. Well, hopefully we can discuss some tips today that might make it a little bit easier. But I think it's always hard because we always care, right? You know, whether it's our first book or our fourth book, it's not like we get to a point where we're like, oh, I don't care if this book gets published or not. It's like we don't stop caring. When I was thinking about this question, I was thinking about, you know, TV shows like game shows or things like MasterChef, and they're about to either announce like the answer to the $1 million prize or the winner of the competition. And it's not quite like this in reality, but they always edit it with like really long pause. And if you think about it, it's just like that puts everybody on edge, right? That's just what causes tension. We're just not very good as human beings at waiting for an answer to something really important. Waiting is one thing, but waiting for something that we don't know the outcome, but the outcome is really significant to us, is really hard. And TV producers play on that all the time. And I think it's probably for a number of reasons. One is that just as human beings, we don't like uncertainty. And we might come on and talk a little bit more about that, you know, as we go through these minisodes. But just the fact that, like we say, we're waiting for an outcome, but we don't know what that outcome is going to be. And we're held in this limbo of uncertainty. And that's really painful for us. Also, I think when we're on submission, we feel a huge lack of control because we're waiting for a decision from somebody else. And it feels like we can't influence it once the manuscript is out there, whether it's to an agent or whether it's, you know, agent sending it out to publishing editors. We just have to wait, and we can't swing it. We can't do anything to influence the outcome. So there's a horrible sense of just having no control over the situation. And also, I think because the outcome that we're waiting on is someone's personal opinion at the end of the day, is an agent going to like it and take it on? Is an editor going to like it and take it on? There's an interpersonal aspect to it as well. And I think when we aren't hearing anything, or we're waiting to hear and we start to fill in the blanks, our mind can create all these interpersonal visions of what's going on, which is this sense of like, nobody cares because they're not answering. I'm just this insignificant dot because no one's replying either way. And it means like, I'm just nothing. And we don't like to feel invisible as humans. We don't like to feel like we don't, nobody cares. And also, I think when there's a gap and we don't know what's happening, we start to fill in the blanks, and we can start to think, well, they obviously hate it then because I'm not getting any, you know, responses, and we start to create all these horrible scenarios in our minds. So it's like a form of torture, really, submissions. I think you should probably be in, you know, it's really tough. I think, you know, it's everyone is going to find it tough, I think.
I really didn't think about that interpersonal connection to the fact it's such a personal thing you're sending out, and that makes that weight so much harder. That's never occurred to me before, but it's so true, I think. You do, and the way your mind works, like, well, they've not replied, so they must really hate it. And that's not true at all, because it's just, it's such a slow process as well, isn't it? Which just adds to the pain. I was wondering if the key is setting boundaries. So only checking your emails once a day, or asking your agent to only update you on Fridays or something like that. But I just think it's so much easier said than done, because we live in a world now where our phones make it 24/7 connection completely all the time. So I'm not sure if it would work or not. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's actually a really good idea, Laurie. I think you're definitely onto something there, because I think, again, if we think about that idea of being held in that limbo of uncertainty, and again, if you think about on those TV shows, we think the answer's coming any minute, and we're just like on the edge of our seats constantly while we're waiting, and that edge of the seat position is really uncomfortable. And again, I'm sure we're going to come on and talk a bit about that idea of prolonged anxiety, prolonged stress, and how bad that is for us. So I think putting some things in place so that we're not just right on the edge of our seat with nothing else going on and just held there is really, can be really helpful, just to not be in that such excruciating place. I know what I did, and I think I was certainly, it's kind of tying in with what you're saying, Laurie, is I actually had a, when we were out on submission with Little White Lies, I had a really helpful chat with my agent, which was putting together what may have sounded a slightly pedantic plan, but it was really useful, about how she was going to update me, what she was going to update me with, when she was going to update me. And it, you know, it might have felt a little bit like I say, almost a bit too pedantic, but it was really helpful. So I thought about it, and I specifically said to her, actually, let's just do it once a week. So the idea is that, not that I'm going to completely forget about it during the rest of the week, but I'm thinking, okay, if there's going to be email, this is when it's going to arrive. And the rest of the time, I'm not constantly refresh. It could be now. It's not anything, but it could be now. But there's no point refreshing now, because she's not going to email me anything until Wednesday. So, you know, it just gives you a little bit of separation from when to have a look and when not to have a look. And the other thing I think is, having something else to distract yourself with, something else to focus on. And again, something I arranged with my agent. She said to me, like, oh, I can update you on a Friday or a Monday or whatever. And I said, could you do a Wednesday? Because I work at my psychology practice on a Thursday and Friday. So whatever happens on the Wednesday, I'll be able to distract myself from it, like on the Thursday and Friday. And she's like, okay, Wednesday. I'll make a note, Wednesday for Philippa. And it was really helpful. So I think, yeah, having other things to focus on, and yeah, kind of putting some time plans about when information is going to come through and when it's not. The other thing that I think I would suggest, which is hard to do as well, but can be useful, is, again, thinking about this principle of feeling so out of control. It's like, this is it, I've put everything into this book, this is my one shot, and it's all in somebody else's hands. Rather than doing that, thinking, okay, this is one current path that I'm trying to use to get my book published, or get this book published, because my overall goal is getting my book published, or getting our book published, or continuing to get books published. This is one path that I'm currently taking, but it doesn't have to be the only path. So think of it more, okay, if this doesn't work out, what's my plan B? And you can be focusing on plan B. It might be, well, I'll submit to other agents, or, well, I'll submit to, you know, get my agent to draw up a new list of editors. It might be, I'm going to work on the next book, or it's, I'm going to go back and revise this book. But sort of having a sense that, okay, I've got this iron in the fire for this path, but I'm going to be working on other potential paths towards the same goal. So you can take charge of that. So yes, you don't have a lot of decision power in this path of what the decision is going to be there, but you've got other paths that you can control. And I think that's important, in not just feeling completely at the mercy of the publishing industry. That's a position you never want to feel that you're in, basically.
That's really good advice. Some great sort of tips there, Philippa. I mean, submissions is such a long, slow process, or it can be. It doesn't always happen that way, but it can be very long and slow. Can take years, can't it? And you know, what is it that, you know, is there anything we can do to be more patient? Do you have it? Because I mean, I'm terribly impatient. If I'm
Thank you.
expecting an email about anything, if I'm expecting something, I'm constantly checking, or I'm checking my phone, and I don't want to, but I just can't put it down. But is there any way, you know, anything we can do to become a more patient person generally? Any techniques?
That's in that sort of question, like guru, isn't it? That's how do we be more patient generally? But no, I think it's a really good point, isn't it? That again is this. We like when we send the book out, we're ready. We're like, we're done, we're ready for the next thing, we're ready, go, 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 go. I want to be doing, you know, I want an editor to come back my edits and be like, yeah, and then we're gonna be, and then there's this kind of like just this tumbleweed of like nothing's moving, and that's really hard. I think again, maybe you mentioned the word expectations, Leslie, and I think again, this might be something to do either by talking to other authors or by a good discussion with your agent about what are the expected timescales. So again, that was something that I discussed with my agent when we were going out with Little White Lies, and she said to me, you know, it's probably going to be about a month before we hear anything. And that was really helpful, because if I'd been sitting there thinking, well, we sent it out today, you know, there could be an email now, then I'm just going to drive myself nuts for 4 weeks, you know, thinking, oh, you know, something could be happening. So I think having, maybe I even say, whatever timescale you think it's going to take, double it. And then, you know, so you're not, because I think a lot of the impatience comes from, it should have happened now, but it's not happened yet, rather than, well, it's not supposed to have happened now, so I'm more comfortable with waiting. And again, I think, yeah, trying to immerse yourself in something else in the meantime, so it's not just that's the only thing you've got going. And again, I think when we've got that long stretch of nothingness, be really careful that you're not then filling the blanks in yourself with what this means, what this means, what this means. You know, no news means no news. That's the only thing you can conclude. And we do this a lot, I think, as writers in the publishing industry. We do a lot of mind reading, because a lot of the time we don't have the information that we want, and that's a whole other discussion. But really be aware of when you're doing that, because you can, again, that can add a whole other layer of torture to yourself.
Excellent. Well, sadly, that's all we've got time for in our very first mini-sode. All been great advice. Thank you very much, Philippa. And
Just say good luck, everyone who's on the submission.
yes, good luck everyone who's on their submissions. Absolutely, well said. So thank you for listening to our mini-sode with psychologist Philippa East. Philippa writes novels that really put the psychological into psychological suspense. And you can find a link to both of her novels, Little White Lies and Safe and Sound, in the description. Do check them out because they're absolutely fabulous books. And thank you so much, Philippa, for giving us your time today. You're
Yes,
welcome.
thank you so much. And if you haven't listened to already, then do look at Philippa's full In Suspense interview, which is on author well-being, which is series 4, episode 3. And I think that's another really, really great episode we've done. I think one of our most popular, in fact.
So that's it from us. It's goodbye from Philippa.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from them.